Time for another piano puzzler. Our composer, Bruce Adolph, is joining me here in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune that Bruce has hidden and the composer in whose style Bruce has done the hiding. It's our piano puzzler every week on PT. And our caller this week, we're very honored to have Dr. James Helton, who is an associate professor of piano at Ball State University. Dr. Helton, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And is it okay if I call you Jim?
Please do.
Jim, are you a piano puzzler fan?
Yeah, I happen to listen to it fairly frequently. I happen to be in my car a lot of times when it's on, and so I enjoy trying to figure things out. Sometimes I wind up yelling at the radio my answers, and usually I'm right.
Does it feel different now? I mean, when you're in your car, you can make as many guesses as you want with,
right.
And if they're wrong, nobody hears that. Does it feel different doing it now this way?
Completely. Completely. I'm nervous now. I feel like I'm going into doctoral exams.
And, of course, all your students will be listening, too.
I know. I'm going to try to find something else for them to be doing, maybe, depending on how I do.
All right. Well, let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Jim, I don't know what's coming either, so just on the off chance that you don't know it instantly, we can try to brainstorm on this together, too.
Great.
Okay. Jim, here's your piano puzzler. So, Jim, what do you think?
Textually, pianistically, I'm thinking Bach.
Yeah, okay.
Any particular Bach?
Well, it reminds me a lot of the C minor prelude from Welterper Klavier, Book One.
Well, that would be a good thing. Yes, it's got a lot of that in there. Yeah.
So not just any piece by Bach, but the prelude in C minor from Book One of the Welterper Klavier. Well, that's specific enough, I think, to give you a correct
mark. That would be correct,
one.
Yes.
So what about the tune that's buried in that Bach C minor prelude?
Well, you know, it's funny. This phone connection, I'm about to throw my phone away, I think, after this conversation. So it was a lot real staticky, but I could have sworn I heard fragments from the first movement of the Chopin B-flat minor sonata. Am I dreaming that, or...?
I think that your cell phone is a little bit strange, yes.
Okay, well, I heard these, so I thought, oh, maybe they're doing that to me. I wasn't sure.
Oh, I could imagine where you heard that, but it's not actually the tune.
Okay.
And that's not in here on purpose.
Okay.
So there may have been some accidental Chopin thrown in there.
Need to hear it again, I think.
Sure. Now, the tune, I'm going to bring out the tune a little more because it is literally kind of buried. It's down in there. I'll bring it out a little more.
Thank you. Right. Thanks. I definitely heard you pushing out the tune for me more. It reminds me of one of those Jewish tunes like Hava Nagila.
Yeah, that's
like
what
that.
It is. It is Hava Nagila. That's right.
Yeah, that was very clear to me.
Yeah, it's in the bass, which probably when you're listening on the phone and I'm playing all the voices equally, it's kind of hard to get the bass because the phone frequencies pick up the top better.
So, Jim, with your piano students at Ball State University, could you ever imagine using piano puzzlers in the classroom?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great way to really talk about the elements of a composer's style. Without a specific piece of music by that composer, you can really go into issues of texture and the way they wrote for the instrument and lots of things like that. So, yeah, I think it's a wonderful tool.
And now that we've done this, will you tell your piano students when you're going to be on the air?
Yeah, I guess I will, sure.
Dr. James Helton is an associate professor of piano in Muncie, Indiana at Ball State University. Jim, you got everything. You got the tune, you got the composer. Very well done.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. It was fun.
And what's your public radio station?
It's WBST here in Muncie, Indiana.
Jim, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
My pleasure. Thank you both.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.